In South Carolina, death row inmates can elect to be executed by firing squad or the electric chair. Lethal injection is still possible if it's available, but that's a big if. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Three convicted killers who exhausted appeals sat on death row. Their executions stayed when lawmakers began debating the legislation. That's because the decision for the condemned before the new law was lethal injection or the electric chair. And pharmaceutical companies no longer sold the chemicals to kill inmates by needle.
To have a death penalty and then not to allow them to be carried out is committing fraud upon the citizens we represent.
Republican Senator Greg Hembree says the victims' families deserve the justice they were promised. He proposed making the electric chair the default method of execution. Not everyone agreed.
That was unacceptable to me because I think the electric chair is torture. I don't think it's an execution.
Democratic Senator Dick Harpootlian wanted another option. So he looked into firing squads in three states, including Utah.
It is instantaneous. No death is pretty, but it's not torture.
You know who else uses firing squads besides now South Carolina? North Korea.
Another Democrat, Representative Justin Bamberg, believes the law is unconstitutional.
We're going to force people to get electrocuted and give them the choice of getting shot instead, when that wasn't even the law when they were convicted of their crime.
The Department of Corrections is now trying to do something it's never done before: create a firing squad based on other states. Director Brian Sterling says it is possible South Carolina could begin performing executions again without a firing squad, even though inmates are supposed to have a choice.
They do have that right. However, the law states that if an option is not available, then it would default to the electric chair.
Two of the three inmates whose executions were stayed because of a lack of lethal injections are now suing to stop that from happening. As for the third inmate, Richard Moore, whose execution date was supposed to be last December, the state Supreme Court began looking at his sentence again.
We have researched all cases in South Carolina ending in the death penalty, and none of them are like this.
Lindsey Vann is the executive director of the nonprofit Justice 360, which assists death row inmates. She says Moore, a black man, was unarmed when he went into a convenience store and got into a scuffle with a white clerk who had a gun. Moore shot the clerk to death, but Vann says it wasn't planned.
Richard Moore is also the last person on South Carolina's death row who was tried by a jury without anyone of his own race.
Vann doesn't know why the law was quickly passed at the end of the legislative session. Why is it important now, after 10 years without executions, to put inmates to death? Republican Governor Henry McMaster says it's long overdue.
It's been an issue for years. There have been efforts to see that the law is carried out for years. This is another effort. This time it's been successful.
But some Democrats believe carrying out conservative causes, like the death penalty, have become popular for Republicans trying to appeal to former President Donald Trump's faithful base. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in South Carolina.